This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, after an injury or some serious disease process, patients need to gather up their resources to return to their way of life before the event. Here to tell us more about the critical process of rehabilitation are Dr. Robert Weber, professor and chair of the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation and the director of Physical Medicine and the Rehabilitation Outpatient Clinic, and Dr. Margaret Turk, professor of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, both from Upstate Medical University. Thank you so much for coming in. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Turk, let me begin with you. When we start talking about this process, what do we mean when we say rehabilitation? What does that actually mean?
Right. That's a very difficult thing because people have their own sense of what rehabilitation is. So we talk about drug rehabilitation and conservation rehabilitation and building rehabilitation. What we're really talking about is returning to as much a higher level of function. It's more of a restoration. Actually, back when they were trying to call this something, there were a number of terms that people used, and restoration was one of them, but rehabilitation actually came to the forefront. So in the medical setting, and again, this was brought up, this rehabilitation, physical medicine and rehabilitation, came up through a typical medical system. So it does have some medical flavor to it. It is comprehensive. It is a group of people. It's a team, so it's not just the physician, but it is a number of disciplines, a variety of therapies who work together in conjunction with the patient and the family to define some realistic goals to be able to try to attain to increase your level of function, either to returning to your previous level or to a level of independence in which you can return to home, or you can return to home with some kind of support.
So, Dr. Turk explained that this kind of grew up and evolved in this country. What was the impetus? What was the history behind this whole notion of rehabilitation medicine?
Well, like so many things technologically in the country, war was a big part of it, and so the advances in medicine that took place during the Second World War created a large number of people with severe injuries who survived the battlefield and came back to the United States looking and needing to be reintegrated into our society. And so rehabilitation became an important part of the medical system within the military and the Veterans Administration, where it really began. And in what we're talking about today in terms of rehabilitation, comprehensive rehabilitation, deals with these people with very significant changes in their life based on injury or medical conditions, and a comprehensive approach to getting them not only medically sound, but also physically and emotionally reintegrated back into their home communities.
So give me an idea, Dr. Weber, give me an idea of who we're talking about. I mean, obviously, we've just come off some very serious, more recent wars. We have all of these veterans coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. Who are the kinds of patients that are seen within this world of rehabilitation medicine today?
Well, from both the military and the civilian standpoint, some form of brain injury or neurologic injury is the biggest group of people. And so traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorders, which you see with people who have been in combat, are probably the biggest group. So stroke individuals who have had paralysis, or
so other than within the military, you're right. Saying non-war related injury.
Non-war related. In the civilian population, you're talking about trauma, multiple trauma from mostly motor vehicle accidents, or around here, sports and outdoor injuries from boating or cross-country skiing and all the other kinds of activities we have here. But also stroke is very important, spinal cord injury, a number of the ongoing problems like multiple sclerosis.
I was going to say, there are disease entities also right. That would lend themselves to this.
Right. And then some of the kind of complex orthopedic problems, back injuries and so forth, which are complicated. And a number of disease processes, cardiac issues and cancer. Cancer rehab is a very important part of making these people very capable of returning back to home and their activities. So we're looking at people with significant changes based on medical or traumatic problems, and getting them optimized both medically and emotionally and functionally back into the community.
I think we also have to recognize that it crosses ages. So it's not just the middle-aged population. We're talking about children who also sustain significant injuries, who can have stroke, who can have cancer, and rehabilitation is very helpful to them, as well as our geriatric population who have similar things as well. Now, the two ends of the spectrum may have things that are a little more specific to that age group, but nonetheless, there is the general theme that anyone, any age, can benefit, for the most part, from rehabilitation.
So what exactly, why is a formal rehabilitation process necessary? What are the benefits, either of you, what are the benefits of that as opposed to, I don't know, something less?
Well, the challenges that these individuals and their family face are very complex, and they cover a very large area of personal function and social interaction. And so the comprehensive approach deals not only with stabilizing and optimizing their medical condition, which is an important part of what we do in the hospital setting where we operate, but also in optimizing their mobility, their ability to care for themselves, to take care of their own personal care needs, their medications, their psychological well-being, the understanding of the family and the employer and the community in terms of their particular needs and how to best help them come back into a full functioning relationship with the community.
Either through accommodation in some cases or various methodologies to help them adjust or adapt.
It is all of those. The first focus is on obviously optimizing the individual's ability and their family's understanding and assistance in this process. But then secondly, it is looking at how can we change their environment? How can we help employers or their educational institutions or whatever better help them return to the functions that are needed? We're very fortunate in the United States in that over the last 30 years or so, the legal system has created the expectation that the community will make some accommodations.
American Disabilities Act and all that.
Americans with Disabilities Act. Mm-hmm. And part of our role is helping people understand what they can expect back in the community.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, along with rehabilitation specialists Dr. Robert Weber and Dr. Margaret Turk. We're talking about rehabilitation and the wide range of services that can be offered. Getting back to that, Dr. Turk, you initially started to talk to us about the team approach and how important all of the players are in this team. Let's just give us an overview of who they are and what they do.
Right. In the formal process of rehabilitation, this means that there is a team. It's not individual therapies, but it is a team. It's coordinated. As I mentioned, we have goals that we try to address. And so the entire team, which includes the patient and the family, define what these are. So a part of the team would be the physician or physiatrist, doctor of physical medicine or rehabilitation. On the inpatient unit, rehabilitation nursing is really very important. Now, let me back up and say there is credentialing and special education for all of these areas, both broadly in terms of rehabilitation, but also in some specific patient condition areas. So again, on the unit, or the living unit, as we would call it, an inpatient, the physician and the rehabilitation nurses are most important. Other therapists that engage in the process, who also work with the patient on the unit as well as in the gym, are physical therapy, very well known, occupational therapy, less well understood, speech pathology. And then there are a variety of other support systems that are in place. So the psychologists and neuropsychologists, recreation specialists, therapeutic recreation specialists, social workers, case managers, pastoral care. There are a variety of people who should be available and on the unit for an inpatient comprehensive program. We also bring other people into the team process as well. So if someone needs a brace, an orthotist will be engaged, or a prosthetist for someone with an amputation, a limb loss, to develop a prosthesis. For pediatrics, we use Child Life. Something that's very important. Audiologists can be helpful if we have hearing problems, and vision specialists as well, because there can be loss of these sensory problems, as sensory skills, as well as loss of physical skills.
So where, for the most part, you keep alluding to the inpatient setting. Clearly, you offer something that's unique in the sense that you have a fairly comprehensive program to offer when someone is an inpatient in the hospital, Dr. Weber. So is that the main kind of focus for rehabilitation medicine, or are there other circumstances as well?
Well, that is the focus for individuals with very significant impairments or medical issues. And one of the key elements that the hospital-based inpatient program offers these people is not only do we have the comprehensive rehabilitation team and a physician management of their program, but we have access to all of the other physician specialties that have worked with them. So for instance, the neurosurgeon or the trauma orthopedic surgeon that has been engaged in their case from the very beginning continues to help manage the problems that these individuals have. And so it's a comprehensive medical approach. But in terms of the kinds of things that we can offer, there is also the more focused restoration type services that we can provide, not only to individuals, let's say, focused sports injuries out in the community, where we provide those services at the Institute for Human Performance or in Manlius at our center, or
so as an outpatient,
Fly Road,
on
as
an outpatient
program. But we also provide these follow-on services for individuals who have been in the comprehensive rehabilitation program and who are now back in the community but need further services. There are also home services that can be delivered, particularly in the transition to home. And some individuals, because they need a less intense or able to benefit from a less intense program, may be served in a skilled nursing facility. But those programs are constrained in terms of the amount of services that they offer and the amount of medical support and supervision they can give. So there's sort of a tier, multiple tier system of how rehabilitation services are delivered. And some people actually start at the very intense level in the inpatient setting and then move through these different levels to get back to home.
In your own experience, either of you, both of you, how have you seen these rehabilitation services impact the outcome or the quality of life for your patients, either of you?
I think what is best is that both patient and family learn how to live within the now limitation that they may have, because rehabilitation is not curative. It is care. And I think that's important to recognize. Some people will completely improve. Most people always have some limitation.
So it's kind of adjusting to the new normal, so to speak.
Exactly. And it is both the patient and the family that makes a difference. So they can go back to school when they leave, or they can go back to work. Maybe it's modified, maybe it isn't. They can go back to homemaking activities. They can take on their social role that they had before if they are able. And that is so important for people to feel good about themselves. And that's kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And in your experience, you've seen that kind of success.
Very much so. I think when we are growing up, we have many years to adjust to our skills and our capabilities. Someone with a sudden change because of illness or injury has to go through that process in a very truncated way. And what comprehensive rehabilitation offers is the support to make that a success.
Well, that's really very hopeful information. And I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing your experience and your wisdom and all of this important information. My guests have been Dr. Robert Weber, professor and chair of the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation and the director of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Outpatient Clinic, and Dr. Margaret Turk, professor of physical medicine and rehabilitation as well, both from Upstate Medical University.